The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes, must be funny in a rich man's world.
Totally.
Yes. If you're a numismatist, stick around. Or if you're not a numismatist,
stick around.
If you don't know what that is,
stick around.
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. In the studio, I have Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're on the Facebooks and all the social medias. Go by and see their shop at 1811 Creighton Road here in Pensacola. Give them a call, 473-1515. If you've got jewelry, stuff you want to take a look at and have them give you an evaluation on, get there a little bit early. Try to get there sometime around lunch. Don't hang out till 4 p.m. because they've got to shut down and do a lot of stuff.
But don't everybody come in at lunchtime because then it gets crazy.
Lunch. Yeah, exactly. So,
which everybody usually comes around lunchtime. So, I mean, you know, we make do.
Yeah. Are you guys a pack your lunch, bring it into the shop kind of deal, or do you get it delivered?
I do whatever. I don't usually pack my lunch. You know, I usually go pick up lunch for my brother and I, and, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's national.
Every once in a while.
It's National Burrito Day today.
I saw that this morning. Yep.
So might have to shop accordingly.
I probably will.
Yeah, I might have to go to Aldi and get some burrito making stuff.
Oh,
have some burritos tonight.
Yum.
That would be good. I'm hosting bingo tonight.
What?
At the Point in Gulf Breeze, the country club. Yeah, so that's going to be exciting.
Fun.
Maybe they've got a burrito.
They better.
Yeah. I'll be sitting there calling bingo and eating burrito. B for burrito, B17. All right. Got a bingo in the back. All right. If you have any questions, let us know. 437-1620. Join the conversation. A conversation that's being had all over the world right now is what? WTF. What is going on with gold prices?
Up, up, up. It was
wow.
crazy yesterday. When we left the store, it closed at like $2,300 for gold, highest it's been ever.
And when you say 2,300, you mean 2,300 per
ounce? Per ounce. $2,300. Now, it's just is a little bit below that today. Like, it's at $2,295, $2,294. You know, who knows where it'll go throughout the day, but dang, $2,300. Like, we had people, like, literally up to the last minute coming in selling coins, you know, gold. And silver's not at its highest, but it's at $27. So it still popped up over $1.30, $1.25 yesterday at the end of the day. So we had people, like I said, selling at the last minute, selling their stuff. I mean, this is the time. Everybody's selling. You know, I still have people buying too. Don't get me wrong. I will still have people buying because they don't see this as the end of the prices going up.
Mm-hmm.
But people are selling like crazy. And even though people are selling like crazy, you know, our premiums, not just ours in general, but premiums in general, the price over or what we buy for, or what we sell for, premiums are going to change. I won't say constantly, but here and there. Like, so if they call and say, hey, what are you buying your generic silver for? I can give them a guesstimate price, but I'm still going to call my distributor or somebody that I will turn around and sell it to if I'm not going to keep it in the store, and see what he's going to buy it from me for. Because those prices with him are going to change too, because if we all are going to get flooded in the market with this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If it's coming in too fast, they're going to, you know, they're going to, hey, wait a minute. I've got too much of this. I don't need it. I'm going to pay less for it.
So it's an ebb and flow kind of thing.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So when the hype gets big, then everybody starts going, oh, I'm sitting on some of this. Let me go.
Let's dump it. Yep.
Yeah.
So prices are going to change. So some prices are, I'm going to be like, well, I need to call you back, or I need to get a better number. I don't want to ever give somebody the wrong number over the phone or in person. So it might take me a few minutes in person too, because I'm going to call and make sure I get accurate numbers to make sure I'm giving you the best price ever.
What is making the gold price shoot through the roof right now? What's the cause of this?
The world.
Yeah. People love their gold.
I want to say, and I don't remember which country, but I want to say some country bought up a whole bunch of gold, and that's what caused it to rise so much. But I cannot remember which country it was. Mm. And if my brother's listening, he can text and tell me, but I can't remember which country it was.
Yeah. Inflation is one of the reasons they list.
Yep.
Geopolitical uncertainty. Well,
which is like I said, the world.
Gold is going to keep going up then.
That's what they say.
So, wow. Yeah, you might want to start investing in gold.
That's what they say. And everybody is always, when they come in, they ask us questions. You know, I always tell them, you know, I'm not a financial advisor. I can only tell you the things I prefer. And I like, you know, the American gold buffaloes just because they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like the traditional the buffalo nickels, you know, and everybody, even as a kid, you know, we'd find those buffalo nickels.
Yeah.
And they were just so cool to find. But now we have these pretty gold coins that look like the buffalo nickels. So it's kind of like nostalgia in a sense.
Very nice. Yeah.
So I like those. Mm-hmm. And they're pure gold. And just the color of them are just it's pretty gold, pure gold color. It's just beautiful.
Janet texted in, fear always drives the money, honey.
So true.
That is true,
so
Janet.
So
yep.
True.
Yeah, definitely. When we're uncertain about everything, that's when people start going to the precious metals.
That is 100% facts.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's like you can have a bunch of paper money and you can say, well, I believe that this paper is this value, and then other people can say, well, I've got an actual gold bar here.
Yeah.
So that's just a little different when that tangible, you know, gold.
A lot of people have more faith in gold and silver than they do the paper money right now or other things. So that's, you know, that's what they want to buy. And I'm here to help them in any way I can.
And as long as there is a bathroom that needs remodeling, there is a need for gold.
It's true.
If you have any comments or questions this morning, I don't know what that means. 437.
We'll go with it, dude.
Yeah,
we'll go
437-16. I don't know. Gold looks good in the bathroom. all right. So, and silver is up as well. Are they usually linked? Do you usually see silver go up with gold, or is there times when silver will plummet and gold will be good, or vice versa?
They usually stay pretty steady with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
is it better to have,
so I say that, but gold and silver have not been where they're supposed to be. Like, I think it's like a 90. I think my brother said the other day, it's like a 90-to-1 ratio right now. And they are supposed to be like, I can't remember the exact ratio, 60, 30 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Niner.
Yeah.
Is it better to have, if you're going to invest in gold and actually physical gold that you hold, is it better to have it tied up in jewelry or gold bars?
Oh, I would not say jewelry.
Right.
I would say bullion, whether it be bars, coins. Bars are coins when I say bullion. Bars are coins, whether it be collectible coins, bullion coins, little bars, anything of that sort.
Mm.
That's what I would use instead of jewelry, because jewelry, when you go to the jewelry stores and you purchase that stuff, you're purchasing that at a high markup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only, you know, 14 karat is 58% of the gold, you know, gold. 585 is 58.5%. 18 karat is 75%, and 10 karat's only 41.7%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You remembered those numbers.
It takes me a second. You saw my brain thinking, right? Yep. Like that little think bot going.
Yep. I saw the drawers of your mind
That's
opening.
That's it.
Yes.
It's too early for those numbers.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We both need our second shot of coffee this morning, I think.
Yes, we do.
And coffee is gold, in my opinion.
Oh, also that.
And I think it's actually the coffee beans at Starbucks, I think they're probably worth more than their weight in gold right now.
They are.
Man, it's getting expensive. And I've noticed that the bag that I get at the Starbucks store is smaller than the one that you get at the big box grocery stores.
Oh, is it?
And you pay more. Yeah. So
the only coffee I make at home is it's concentrated coffee. So I just used a little concentrate coffee, not from Starbucks. So
you know, you think you know somebody. You think you know somebody, and then they whip out the, oh, I just use instant coffee.
No, it's not instant. It's concentrate. So it's
what's the difference?
Oh, well, we'll talk about it. It's a little.
Is it liquid concentrate?
Yes, liquid concentrate.
Oh, okay.
Called Javi.
You're freebasing that coffee. Wow, okay. I need to talk to you after the show. So that's a buzz I need to get on.
Definitely.
All right. 437-1620 if you have any comments. If you have any gold you're sitting on and you want Emerald Coast Coins to take a look at it, go down to 1811 Creighton Road or give them a call before you head down there. 473-1515. My guest this morning, Stephanie Dodson, from Emerald Coast Coins. Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. Let us know what you're thinking about. 437-1620. We're open to any conversation, of course, always on this show. This is sort of my this is my one show where I feel like it's what do you call it? Not an audible, but a loose cannon sort of show.
Yeah,
it's like anything can happen.
It's totally true.
On the Emerald Coast Coins 30-minute block here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, it's Pensacola Expert Panel.
And people just think about bullion. They just think about the coins and stuff too, or when they're selling stuff to us, we buy the flatware too. Sterling flatware that your grandma or your great-grandma left that nobody's going to use anymore.
Yeah.
Like my grandma gave my dad, she was like, here, you know, this was your grandmother's, and he's like, thanks, but it wasn't sterling. Ours, it was like silver plated, so he just was like, okay, thank you, and just kind of
melted
got rid
down.
Of it. Yep. That we like, well, that stuff we can't technically yes, you could melt it down. That stuff is like 50 cents a pound, whereas sterling silver is like 50 or 51 cents a gram. So there's a huge difference in plated and not plated.
Definitely. Okay, got it.
And so he was like, okay, thank you.
Where are some places where gold might be hanging out that you don't really think about? Like secret, not really secret, but places where you might have a good amount of gold in it and you don't really realize it.
You mean like in your house? Like,
yeah, in your house. I mean, I know people have gold teeth.
I was about to say, besides teeth, I don't know. Like, a lot of people will try and come in with those computer chips. Like, they break down the computers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And our refinery does not do the computer chips. A lot of that stuff is super plated. So there's no gold in the computer. I think back a long time ago, like in the 80s, it might have been actually gold, but nowadays it's just plated. No matter how far down you take it. Now we do have this really cool person who I don't know what they're breaking down, but they're refining their stuff, and they come in with this little block that they refine like every, I'll say probably week and a half, and we have that really cool machine that's, you know, $19,000 machine that we can scan it.
Yeah,
and it looks so beautiful every time they bring in this little thing for us to test. It's not been gold yet, but we have so much faith that it's going to happen one of these days.
Yeah.
And they're getting so good at refining whatever it is that they're refining. It's so cool every time they bring stuff in. Mm. But, you know, a lot of that stuff is just plated stuff.
Yeah.
Besides teeth, which if you're going to bring teeth in, my biggest, I just asked, like,
brush them.
To clean them, take the teeth out of the gold.
those
would be the things I would ask of you. And give them to my brother, not Stephanie. Thank
right.
you.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Just do that.
Oh, man. We've talked about on the show before, like the shop, and like, do you have your regulars that just kind of come in all the time just to shoot the breeze?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. And not even that. So we do have a guy that comes in every day. So we've talked about my brother is like the foreign coin person. He knows so much stuff. We have another guy that comes in every day who's dealt in foreign coins for probably as long as I've been alive, which is 40-something years. So he comes in every day, too. And he's taught my brother so much about foreign coins, too. And him and my brother will just kind of go back and forth with all the foreign coin stuff that comes in. And it's really cool, just all the knowledge that he has with foreign coins, and then my brother with their foreign coins or foreign currency in general. And he's been really helpful. But, yeah, we have our regulars that come in, like, almost every single day just to shoot the breeze. It's I don't know, my dad calls it like Joe's Barbershop.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just got to come in and spill the tea to see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. We need to have an event or something there sometime. Have some live music. And
that would be so much fun.
Open the shop
up.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun. I have a friend who's going to be opening a food truck. So, like, hello.
Do they serve burritos?
He won't be serving burritos. It'll be like good old Southern. I'll take that.
Comfort food.
Yes.
Yes. If you have questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Stephanie Dodson is in the studio from Emerald Coast Coins. What is the one thing that a lot of people try to bring in that you don't take?
Error coins, I would say, subjectively, and I feel like I use that word a lot recently.
Error coins.
Because you know, people get out there and they use Google, which we all use Google, but Google will tell you all these things about a coin, like, oh, if it's got this line around it, then it's an error, which is not true. That just means it got, you know, stuck in the machine for a second. Or you know, if it's got this little line right here, it's probably a doubling. And there are like lazy man doubles, which I can't really get into because that's my brother's thing. But you know, it'll just tell you the slightest little things. Or I saw this on Google and it said it was $2,000, but it's just a really old dirty coin.
Right.
You know, just because it says it on Google doesn't mean it's true.
What? Really?
No way. Oh. You know, and I always tell everybody, I'm like, there's plenty of books out there that you can purchase that will tell you the depths and the honesty about how to look for true error coins. And if you really want to be interested in it and get into it, I really recommend these books, the Cherry Picker's Guides. There's websites you can go to, probably Books a Million or Barnes and Noble, is if it's still open. You know, go there and look for these books. Excellent books to help you try and figure out like these true error coins and what you're looking for.
So why do they not pick out the error coins before they release?
But these coins are just plopping into bags, and that, you know, they're not going to see them.
They're not going to see it.
No. Mm. For sure not.
Are there a lot of error coins floating around?
There's probably a lot of minimalistic errors, you know, like with anything, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff just piling into a bag. There's probably a whole bunch out there, and you know, they're going to be you know, some of these error coins, like even we get in the, you know, store that we see, that might be only worth like a dollar or two. So it's not, you know, they're not super valuable. But then there are some, you know, like my brother, you know, will have some that are worth, you know, $25 or more. It's just depends. I think some of the newer things that people are seeing, a dime a dozen, because everybody's looking for something. You know, and I don't blame them. I want to get rich. Yeah, and live my best life. And
I like money.
Yeah. I want to find all that stuff too. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that error coins is the way to do it.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of finding things, you've been selling any of the metal detectors here lately? I know that's a big hobby around here.
It is a big hobby around here. No, I've had a couple people come look. You know, we're winding down the metal detectors because Dad's really working towards retiring. He's staying, you know, in the morning times through lunch, and then he kicks out and goes home and lives his best life.
Man.
So
I'm telling you, that's
so
the way
if anybody,
to do it.
Yeah, right. If anybody wants to see the dogs, because, you know, he brings the dogs in every day. Mm-hmm. He's only here with the pups through like morning, like 11:30. And then he's like, peace out, you guys. Like,
that's awesome.
I'm living my best life.
I mean, that's kind of what I do every day. I peace out about 11 and go home 11:30 or so. But I start my morning at 3:30. So I don't really get
the same,
benefit.
But he does too. He,
well, yeah, he's probably up drinking coffee.
Yep. That's him. Mm-hmm. You, him, same page.
Yeah. My dad, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but he can fall asleep on the couch from like 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then he'll be up till like, you know, he'll be up at 2 a.m. just, you know, just killing it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Same. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's just something about the nighttime. It's the right time.
Exactly.
So, and you can search for all your hidden gold that you might have hanging out when you're hanging out late at night. 437-1620 is our number. Join the conversation. Gold and silver prices are going up. The last you checked, I think you said it was like $22.59 or something like that. I think that's what I saw online.
$22.93.
$93. Wow. Okay, cool. Wow. So,
yes.
Yeah. Do you see the trend stopping at some point? Do you think this is going to burst, or do you think it's going to keep going up for a while? I know you're not a financial planner.
Yeah, I was about
planner.
To say, if I knew what it was going to do,
you
I
wouldn't
would
tell me.
Be a bajillionaire.
Yeah, right.
And I would be living my best life, like right down near Disney World. I wish I knew. Like, I can say we've been through this kind of stuff before, and we just ride the wave and live it.
Love it, baby.
So, we live it and love it. So it's fun. You know, last time the gold got high, it didn't get this high, and silver got. And the last time gold was higher, it was like $1,800, $1,900. Silver was closer to $50. So, just for perspective. But and it was, you know, it was crazy. I mean, we had people waiting and waiting and waiting. So I don't think it's totally there yet because, you know, people aren't like bursting on our doors to sell. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah,
it's fun and I'm enjoying it. I am a lot more confident in the job I do now than I was when I first started back in 2008 and 2009.
Why do you say that?
Because I was green back then.
Oh, yeah? What's some of the most interesting things you've learned over your course at time here?
That things can change in an instant. Things can change in an instant and that you just got to ebb and flow. I would say that's the most interesting thing or the most logical thing, too, I guess, at the same time. You just go with the flow, dude.
Yeah, like one day Stanley Cups are all the rage, and then the next day everybody's like, what is that clunky cup that you have?
Yes.
Yes.
And anytime anybody says Stanley Cup, I go straight to hockey.
I know. You can't not think of the Stanley Cup.
You said that, and I still went straight to hockey.
Do they have a Stanley Cup that's shaped like the trophy Stanley Cup?
They should.
So that'd be a Stanley Cup Stanley Cup. Yeah. Love
missed
it.
Opportunity.
Love it. Yeah, definitely.
That's how much into the Stanley Cup I am.
Right, exactly. I just never understood it. I was like, I don't get it. They're not made more structurally sound than any other cup. It's just, you know, this is my cup, and it's the best cup. And
that's it.
Yeah, there's no other cup like this except all the millions of other ones that everybody's clamoring for.
Okay, Marine.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on at the shop? Are you guys, you got any shows coming up? Any special merchandise?
No shows coming up. I don't, we're waiting on some new, the 2024 Canadian Maple Leafs come in. I think we only got a few, and I know people have been asking about them because of the Kings on the back front of them, whichever
way
you want to look at it.
Oh, okay.
The King. So I don't think we have anything else new coming in that I can think of. We still have plenty of 2024 Silver Eagles. It's April, so if, you know, it's getting close to graduation time for some graduates, and 2024 Silver Eagles are great graduation presents. So I'd say start getting in and grabbing those now while you can. A lot of people grab those for graduation presents, so
very
that's something
cool
to always think about. Right now, those are going to run a little over 30, maybe $35 with the, if we have a graduation case, $35-$36 off the top of my head.
Nice.
With a graduation case.
Makes a great gift. Yeah.
Perfect gift.
So you mentioned the King being on the back of that one coin. Is that the first one minted with his picture on it since he took over?
For the Maple Leaf, I think so. Yes. For the Canadian Maple Leaf.
That'd be a good collector's coin.
I agree. Yep. I think we're going to need more, but we only got a handful of that. That's all they had, so we ordered what we could. So hopefully we'll have those by the end of the week.
Yeah, and things like stamps and cards and all the paper products, you guys don't even deal with those at all, right?
Stamps and cards, we don't. Obviously, we do paper money, foreign paper money, those kind of things we do, but stamps and cards, nope. Don't do that kind of fun stuff, not into that kind of collectible stuff.
Yeah.
Coins and currency.
I've seen some foreign currency on paper that was, it was like space age, right? Like it's, you can't even rip it or tear it.
No, it's plasticky.
Yeah. How do they do that?
Magic.
Seems like it more effort and more material would go into making that currency than it would be worth.
Their currency is prettier than ours too.
It really is. It's so colorful. Ours is just kind of the standard green and off-white sort of ish.
Something. Blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It was fun.
It was fun. Let's get a brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso and enjoy the rest of our day.
Definitely.
As we peace out around.